we get to that part or whatever, you will start to see the neighborhoods come together. We will be able to build schools and stuff so our kids can get better education and things like that. And we'll have something to pass on to them when we pass. And they'll have something to give to their grandkids because it's already built. The blueprint is already there. We just got to follow it. You know, everybody wants to do their own thing and think that it's, you know, okay, I'm going to do it this way and I don't need nobody to do it. But, you know, if you look at the track records from all the great teams, from ball players to, you know, business execs, you know, like Rockefeller Records and, you know, even like Master P, No Limit or whatever, he had a team of people that he put together and everybody got money. You know, same with Jay-Z. It wasn't just Jay-Z. It was Jay-Z, Dame Dash, Biggs, and Ty-Ty, you know. They all played a part in stuff, and they made millions of dollars to, you know, make sure everybody had money. So all the little people that was under them are big people now. All the people that was signed to Rockefeller, all of them got their own type of situation now. Everybody had record labels. You know, Cam and them got Diplomat Records. Beanie Siegel and them got State Property, plus State Property clothing line. The Young Guns, they had their own situation. The Young Gunners. Look at Kanye West. Kanye West got his own thing, Good Music. You know, Freeway, he got his own thing going on. And the list goes on. And all these people are still getting money because everything was a team effort. Everybody moved as one. Everybody moved in unison. And that's how it's supposed to be. If G-Unit, look at them, you know. Lloyd Banks and Yayo and, you know, everybody else they don't have to be under 50 all the time. They can get their money all the time. I see Yayo overseas and stuff in Dubai and stuff all the time. He always out of town doing some other stuff. Just same way 50 came up under Eminem and Eminem came up under Dr. Dre. And, you know, Dr. Dre, you know, they had their own thing with Suge Knight and Snoop and all of them. But all those people now that I just mentioned all got their own situations and stuff now because it started with a team and they all had one major goal in mind and they accomplished that goal and therefore everything trickled down, all the money, everybody got a check out of, you know, what they had going on. And so you gotta look at the blueprints are already there. They're already laid out. All you gotta do is just follow them, and you know have good people around you. Like a lot of these things, like people didn't even have a lot of money. I know, like the Wu-Tang Clan, when they started out, they ain't have a lot of money. They was chipping in, you know, putting money together, you know, to get, you know, a bus and stuff to rent. You know, they was renting vans and stuff like that. Same with Rap-A-Lot Records and stuff. You know, Jay Prince had a thing going on. But, you know, when Scarface and them wanted to go on tour, you know, they wanted to get their own van or whatever they did that. Then everybody got their own stuff. UGK, everybody, you know, everybody eating and they got situations and stuff now. E-40 in the click. Look at what he got, wine and stuff now. You know, Be Legit got his own thing. You know, he got the block records and stuff going on. You know, everybody is doing. Cousin Fink got his own thing going on. You know, so it's about having those situations, man. Even his son, Droopy, he got his own production company and stuff like that. He done produced a lot of hits and, you know, and he started rapping when he was like 4 years old. But he got royalties and stuff from them over 20 years ago just because he was a part of it. And, you know, it's a way that you put your people in position and stuff to get paid. Ain't nobody out here trying to be doing stuff and not no goals involved and people working for free. You know, shit gonna crumble. And it's going to be the same repeated process if, you know, no people is not on the same page on trying to get somewhere and get something done. At the end of the day, you know, it is about banking some type of money or whatever, you know. Like, shit, I ain't nobody doing shit for fun. So we got to look at, you know, what's the goals we trying to accomplish and get to it, you know. Make sure it happen and think long term. I don't think small minded. I don't think one time. I think way down the road. Like, not just music. I think music, movies, merchandising, you know, commercials, clothing lines, you know, cooking, you know, restaurants and stuff like that. Different, you know, tech companies, you know, mobile phone apps, everything. I try to keep my hand in some of everything, because you never know how big your brand could get. You know, you think short, you know, you get short money, you know, or you get no money. Because if you doing certain stuff and you steady investing in things and you're not making no profit, you're not getting nothing back, you just spinning your wheels. You see, you sitting there, you know, just burning rubber and not going nowhere fast. So, you know, I know everybody want to get to a certain point in their life where they can sit back and relax and at least feel comfortable and have some type of money and stuff put up, you know. For all my people that have 9-to-5 jobs and stuff like that, find a way to, you know, make your money work for you. Do some type of investment on something that you love doing, you know, even if it's just with your husband or your, you know, your wife or whatever, your significant other, you know, come up with a plan or something to put something together so, you know, y'all can have something, you know, a year, 5-10 years I have alone, the plan takes or whatever it is, you know. I do music and everything, but also my wife is just finished real estate, so, you know, so we it's building. This is what it's about, you know, supporting it, each other's dreams and stuff like that, especially when going through school, you know. I just graduated, she just graduated, and so now it's like, okay, the work was definitely put in or whatever, the time is put in, so now it's time to get to the benefits, you know. Everybody wants to, you know, make sure that the time they put in is worth something. Everybody's time and stuff is valuable, so I respect everybody's time or whatever. I don't try to, you know, push people to do more than what they got to do, because everybody got families and stuff at the end of the day, for the most part. You know, I got a couple homies that's, you know, they bachelors and stuff like that, but they still, you know, got their moms and stuff to take care of, you know, little sisters and stuff like that, if they not married with kids or anything like that. But, you know, and then on the other hand, they got other shit going on too, so, you know, you just got to try to make the best of what you can with whatever time that you can, and make sure you're serious about doing stuff, you know. I take everything serious. If somebody puts something in front of me and I get to putting things in action or whatever, I expect things to get done because you said you was going to do it. I do my part. I always do my part. I go above and beyond doing my part, because that's what I don't respect that in return from everybody, but I at least expect you to do what you said you was going to do, and I'm going to hold you to that, and I want you to hold me to it. And if I'm not doing that, yeah, then tell me. I appreciate that. You know, when my partners or something call me and just say, okay, we need this done or whatever, all right, boom, it gets done. You know, unless I'm out of town or something, or it's out of my control where I can't do it, then I'm going to try to get somebody else to make sure that it's handled and done. Even if it costs me money, I'll just go ahead and just take that money and make sure that, you know, the little homie or somebody get paid. And long as the job and stuff get done and the bigger goal and stuff is accomplished, you know, I can't even make all the things that I got going on too. You know, I can't be in 5 or 6 places at one time. I can't even go be out of town and stuff, you know, at 3 different places. You know, I got to be at this place at one day, and, you know, I got to be somewhere by 8 o'clock the next morning. It just don't work like that. So all I try to do is plan ahead to make sure that my schedule and stuff is right, and I'm considerate of other people's schedules and stuff too. So, you know, just try to support your people and make sure that you're doing the best that you can to make the job easier for whatever position that you're playing. You know, say what you mean what you say, and make sure that everybody is getting a piece of the pie and your people and stuff get fed. Because at the end of the day, everybody got family and bills and stuff to pay, and everybody got to eat. And so you want to make sure everybody get money and stuff too. It's no fun seeing one person just get the money and everybody else is starting or barely even surviving and stuff like that. That's whack. If you that type of person that you just want to just sit up on the throne and take orders and not giving people back that helped build it, guess what happens? People want to overtake that throne. And that's usually what happens, you know, especially in the streets. You can't play those type of games with those type of people because wolves get hungry. And they're going to go out and eat, and they're going to eat regardless. And the whole thing is people got to be smart and stupid. Like, if you sitting up there waving steak and waving shit in front of people's faces and things like that, then what you expect them to do, you're not eating. You sitting up there playing with them, and you want them to do all this other stuff and then give them peanuts. When you could split the steak up or whatever, split that steak up, you know what I'm saying? Slide them some potatoes and vegetables and stuff too, you know what I'm saying? Make sure your workers and stuff is getting fed so they can be strong and handle the business that they got to do. And if they got some type of outside resources or something to get some money and stuff, don't just take the whole resources and stuff like that. Make sure they get broke off and stuff too. If you can do that, you're going to always win. If you know how that works, you're going to be a winner. If you don't understand these principles and stuff that I'm saying to you, whatever, you're going to fail. You're going to fail every time. It's not going to work. Like, you can just wrap it. You might as well just stop it and just get a 9-to-5 and just stick to your 9-to-5 and do that, because that's not how business works. When you handling business the correct way and you making sure that the people that work for you getting taken care of, then you always good. Everybody's happy. You're succeeding. And people can go home and tell their family, look, I got something going on. This is good. And then they might want to bring their family members in to help and stuff. And so it becomes bigger, and you get a bigger plateau. You know, you get more people that hear about you, like, oh, that's a good company. I want to work for that company. That company is great. You know, they're giving out benefits. You know, they got, you know, the health care or the 401k or whatever you got. It could just be, you know, free T-shirts and, you know, you get a half a tank of gas or something, you know, once a month. Whatever you get, you know, if it's free pies on Fridays, you know, you get a slice of pie or something, you know, you coming in a restaurant and you work for them, whatever, you get to eat for free. I know a lot of my people, you know, that got restaurants and stuff like that. If you're a worker, you can get a meal a day, you know, go in there and fix whatever you want on your break, you know, make it how you want to make it, you know, just don't be greedy and taking stuff home. You know, don't take it overboard and then, you know, go say I'm gonna feed my whole family and stuff and start stealing and shit like that. Cause then that's when you get fired. Now you out of a job, you don't have no money, no income, and you just could eat for free every day. And you probably could have got promoted and ran your own. You know, if you just would have stayed around and stayed down with the team long enough. You know, that selfishness is always kills everything. It kills friendships, it kills business, you know, and ultimately it kills yourself, because it comes back to you. Because once you fuck over people, it's called karma. You end up fucking over yourself. And who wants to do that? Don't be that type of person that just, you know, you out for self so much that you just like, damn, I'm going to cut through everybody and never get nowhere. You'll never succeed like that. And people don't understand that, and they keep shooting themselves in the foot. I see it all the time. And it's just like, wow, they wonder why shit keep fucking up. And it's just like, why is this working? You're trying to put this in, and you're trying, and you're turning, and it's still not fitting, it's still not working. It's because you're doing it all fucking wrong. You're just like, all right, I'm going to think for myself, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get paid, so I'm going to step on these people's heads, and I'm going to stand on this person's shoulder and do this, so I can just grab the fruit from the tree, and then I'm not even going to pass no fruit down to the people's heads I'm standing on. Because they weak. And so you reaching for the fruit, and you finally get the fruit. You sitting up there, you eating the fruit. You eating all the fruit and stuff off the tree, but you not passing no fruit down to the people. So guess what's going to happen? They legs and stuff weak. They tired. And you not passing no fruit down. The whole thing going to collapse. And you ultimately fall to your death. You killed yourself. Because you were too busy trying to eat everything yourself instead of passing it down to everybody so they can be strong. So you only as strong as your foundation. You know, that goes in anything within business or building houses or whatever. You're not going to build a house on a weak foundation. You're not going to build a house on a frozen lake. And it's hard in the wintertime, and then summer coming around, and it's just going to melt, and your whole house going to fall in. So we got to think like that in business and stuff, too, you know. You can't expect to, have a weak foundation and expect the things to work, you know. When you got a great foundation and you got great people around you to help build everything up and to hold you down in the time that you need or help lift you up to get to the fruit, you got to take care of your people. And that's what we got to do, people, you know, take care of each other. Because if we do that, then we stick together. And if you look at everybody here that comes to the United States, they all stick together. If you look at, you know, all the gas stations, the Arabs and stuff, all the gas stations, and one of their cousins and stuff run it, and then they give it to the next cousin, then the next cousin, and the next brother, and the next brother, and then same thing with the hair, you know. All my Asian folks, they got, you know, all the hair salons and nail salons sold up, and they got all their people in there being employed. You know, they on one day off, I got one day off, then, you know, you come in and work, and they switch it up like that. And they might, you know, start riding all in one car together. Before you know it, in a year or so, everybody got a Beamer or everybody got Toyotas and stuff outside. The shop then got remodeled. Now it's a new shop. They done opened up a new location, plus still got that shop. And it just goes on and on. Not to mention, they sending money back to their family at home. They sending back money to, you know, the grandmothers and the aunties and stuff. Everybody that's holding it down there, they sending the money back and stuff to there. Everybody is doing that but us. I just don't get it. I'll try and I do this right here for a reason, because I just want to see people win. I naturally want to see people win. You know, whether we working together or not, like, I'm that person that just smile when I see somebody riding good. I'm just happy. It motivates me. It motivates me to do good. When I see a team win, you know, when you get excited and you see somebody win the championship, that championship that they just won, it was a process. You know, they have 5 people on there plus a bench. If people got hurt, you know, you got the 6 and 7 men or whatever. You got a whole team that'll fill in when somebody got tired. They work together and they practice and stuff all year round. They hung together, they ate together, they partied together to get to that point where they was working in unison, and they got that team together, and they played so well and everything together to where they got to the goal. They got that championship, and everybody gets the big ring. Everybody good. Everybody get the bonuses at the end of the year. They get the clout. They you know, everybody wants to do this. They get more endorsements. You know, they get bigger companies and stuff looking at them. They pay rate go up, and all the other good stuff that comes along with it. So just look at the examples of people winning, and look at the examples of people losing. And you got to say to yourself, which side do you want to be on? Follow the blueprint, listen, and apply it, and that's all you got to do. And it works every time. Long as you with like-minded people, it's going to work. Even if it take a little time, but it's definitely going to be shorter than what it would be trying to do it by yourself, you know, or just, you know, you blocking everybody out. It's definitely gonna it's going to work faster, even if it's a smaller cut. If you got to sacrifice a little bit to gain something bigger in a machine that's gonna run forever, then that's the best way to have it. You know, you can have, you know, a nice little pot and stuff, a food, but you really want to have it, you know, forever. So where that pot is getting fixed, it's being prepared every day instead of just once. Because you want it to continue. And the only way that you could do that is if you have other people that's doing that. And then when you have that, you can have other machines and stuff built too. Because now you got the money. Now you got the team to build other things. Whatever your dream is. Whatever your wildest wish is, you can have it. Because you got the money, the team, and you know, the support to do it. So I just want to see my people win. I do this for y'all. This is all about love with me. You know, I love y'all, man, and I want to really see y'all do great in life, no matter who you are. You know, if you starting at a lemonade stand or whatever, you know, just do it, you know, and empower your people, your brothers and sisters, you know, your cousin or your spouse or whatever. Just try to uplift them. You see somebody doing bad, don't talk about them, you know, help them uplift they self, you know, show them where it's a good job, you know, tell them where they can get a job and stuff from, make sure that they, you know, doing something, that can be productive and stuff if they being around you, you know, if you tired of that person asking you for money and they don't have no money, if that's your kid or whatever, you show them how to get some money, you show them how to get money without asking you. And once you do that, then, you know, they good and they can help you get money. So just like the whole cycle repeats itself, when you get old and you get gray and, you know, everything is done and you showed your kids how to get money and take care of everything, then they could take care of you. Because, you know, it gets to a point in time to where people, you know, get older and you can't take care of yourself. So your kids and stuff that you show them away, you're going to only have to depend on them. Them the ones you're going to have to depend on to make sure that you're safe, that you're in a nice environment, that you get food and stuff every day, and you got clothes on your back and you got quality people that's around helping you out. So if you don't have that, then you did something wrong. So I just want all my people to support each other. We got to do better out here and make sure that we have, you know, some unity and stuff going on. Even if it's a small thing, you know, get you a couple people together that's like-minded and try to come up with a goal, you know, and then double it and then double it and then double it and then double it. And then, you know, once it does that so many times, it'll just start working on itself. You got the machine. So all my people out there, show love, support others, and build your machine. And support people that support you. For those that don't, they miss that boat. They miss that ride. You know, they can't ride on the machine because they didn't want to be a part of that. So just wave bye. So that's my show for today. This is the Plug Radio Show LA, The Dollar Show. I'm your host, Wavy Davey Walker. Thank you all my anchor listeners. This is the dad of the podcast, the Wavy One himself. I appreciate everybody joining in. It's nothing but love. Holla at me. We out here trying to show love and spread love. This is what the team does. And I want to just say peace to all my people. Y'all be good. Holla at Donna.